Babe, I felt trapped before.
Ooh, dang. Here we go. Like, I trapped you?
Yeah.
Whoa. Into this? I didn't propose marriage. You proposed marriage.
I know. But listening to your vows and listening to the things you were telling me before, and then after we got married, it wasn't the same. So I was like, okay, Lord, we're going to suffer together.
What?
Yeah, I've told you this before.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 68 of How Married Are You? Mm-hmm.
My name is Belief and this is Beth, and we've been married 9 years. We live in California and we have 4 kids. Relationships are scary and it's very necessary that we share all of our struggles and we ask
How married are you?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, shoddy. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. Sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's lighthearted. I don't know what else to say, so let's try to get it started. Look, it's chocolate baby story time. That's where you sing.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Okay. And
it's chocolate baby story time.
I feel like it's been a long time since we did this. Because we were out of town.
We edited, we recorded episodes before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, you guys. So it's chocolate baby story time.
Yeah.
I have one that is really kind of sweet. So me and Uriah, we had a moment. It was just the two of us. And I was just like, Uriah, Bo. He goes, huh? And I said, I'm proud of you. And he goes, for what? And I said, just because. And then he goes, you should say that to Uzi and Anaya, my brother. And then I was like, this is exactly why. Why?
Jeez, man. When the kid is on. When he's on, he's on.
Oh, I was like, you don't get why I'm proud of you. You're just, he's so awesome and so terrible at this.
I mean, when he's on, he is on.
Oh,
like,
I love
he's
him.
Just the most like, oh my gosh, you're a freaking genius. But when he's off. It is like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Man.
We even had some moments like that today, but we also had that moment, and it was a good moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, I really enjoy the gunfights that we have.
Mm.
The kid's been asking me for a long time, Dad, are we going to do a gunfight? When are we going to do a gunfight? And they were pretty adamant about it, and I just was like, a little bit like busy and like not able to do it. But on Saturday we had like this all out war, and Anaya's getting involved, and it's just the greatest thing ever. And the highlight reel is crazy. If you go to my Instagram, Belief Mel, BelEafMel, you can see like these like shots that I'm taking, and I'm just, you know, Nerf guns. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my dad, I think he did it like once or twice, but he had Nerf guns and we would like play. And I was just like, man, this is amazing. This is so fun. But it never really happened like that. Like, it happened like once.
I mean, and it lasts so long.
Yeah, we play until.
It's like, okay.
But I mean, think about like if you're in the middle of the day, you're like, man, I need to make this time pass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I used to do that and then make him go take a nap. You know what I mean? Or just wrestle with him and make him take a nap.
Yeah, because you and Uriah Bo end up with sweat. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
The way y'all sweat it.
Yeah.
Theo don't be sweating like that.
Yeah.
And Anaya definitely not. But you and Raya, it's like y'all are going hard.
Yeah, it's so fun. I think I want to do that on Saturday morning. It's just Saturday morning, just a gunfight, and then Friday night, family night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fun.
All right. And that was Chocolate Baby Story Time. Where we at? What's happening right now? We are.
Okay, so I do want to go back. I'm not going to play her voicemail because it's 6 minutes long, but the woman who called in about me being very selfish for the vasectomy, delaying, postponing, whatever, she did call in to kind of clarify what she was saying. And she spoke about how she wasn't necessarily calling me selfish, but she was calling my response to your desire to have a vasectomy selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was also saying she also went further. And so, like, no hard feelings there if you're listening to this episode as well. No hard feelings at all. I just kind of wanted to address it for everyone because I'm sure there are a lot of you guys who are like, where are you guys at with that? Diggling, get it done or whatever. And so I kind of wanted to provide an update. I used it as a means to provide an update. Anywho, she went on to ask us to kind of clarify, like, what is our relationship with our audience? What is our relationship with the wedding party?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want advice or do we just exist to exist? And so I don't think it's so much like what you say as much as it's how you say it. I don't know, because I'm sensitive, mm-hmm. and I'll admit that.
Yeah.
And so things get to me probably more than they get to Glenn. Or he just doesn't show it. I don't know what your story is. But I am open to your feedback. Like, don't attack me. You know, like, if it's not constructive, I guess, don't say it. Or don't say it to me.
I mean, but she didn't say anything that was mean.
I know, but she was just asking. I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I came off because I knew she wasn't trying to be mean or malicious, but I wanted to.
Go ahead, sorry.
But I wanted to address that for myself, so.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like, I'm very sensitive too. Like, people talk about my parenting, I'm a horrible father. I mean, a lot of people say I'm a great father, but then other people be like, yo, you are terrible and you should go to jail.
What?
Yeah, like, you know, some people really don't believe in spanking. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And they're like, well, if you ever spanked your kid, you need to go to jail for child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially from people from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people be talking, you know, and sometimes it hurts because it's kind of like, man, I'm allowing you. And so the thing is what a wedding party is, right? When you're not a groomsman, you're not bridesmaids. Right? Or are they are groomsmen?
Yeah, they're groomsmen and
bridesmaids. So I feel like they can give advice.
Yeah, and so one of the things, like, I don't know if this is true for you, but it's true for me. Like, one of the reasons that I've kind of come along on this whole let's share our lives with the world thing, because I think we've shared on here before how I wasn't comfortable with it at first. But one of the reasons that I became more comfortable with it is because so many people who follow along with us were saying how it was just nice to see.
What are you laughing at?
Because they would say it's nice to see like a healthy Black family, but I think since we started the podcast, people are probably like, they ain't so healthy. which is true. Like, I mean, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like we are healthy, but we still have issues. Like,
nah, I mean, like, but health isn't devoid of issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We got to think of a good analogy. But what I was going to say is one of the reasons that I came along is because people were speaking about how it was good. Like, it was nice to kind of get an inside look at us. And we often say how we're the proof, not the example. We're the proof that you can like have all these obstacles or all these things that you have to encounter in life and still like be a unit and move forward, push forward in these things while relying on Christ. And so, anyway, I guess like this podcast is just another opportunity for us to share on probably a more in-depth level than the channel usually does, that we aren't perfect, that we have things that we're working through, and that the things that we're working through are probably the same things that you're working through. And so we're kind of allowing you guys to see how we're working through it. Now, I will say that I have gotten like some really valuable things from the wedding party.
Heck yeah.
Like, there has been insight that I'm like, yes. Like, there have been times when you guys are in the comment section and you communicate things that I wasn't able to put words to. And so for that, I'm like truly grateful. There have been times when the wedding party has listened to our conversations and I'm just not really getting what you're saying necessarily. Mm-hmm. And then they have been there, done that with their spouse, and they're able to offer me insight to like where you're coming from. So I value the wedding party. Like, I don't want you guys to be mutes out there. However, the delivery is always, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you could just be sensitive.
Yeah, and sometimes I could just be sensitive.
And like, you know, me too, like sometimes like someone says something to me that bothers me and I'd hop in the comment section like, well, your mama got a mustache.
You do. So immature.
And your breath stinks, even when it's not morning. Like, I say all types of crap. You know what I mean? So, like, my thing is, like, I'll just try not to read anything negative or anything that causes me to throw myself off, because I'm a very, like, emotional person and I'm overly analytical. So most of the time, if someone's, like, criticizing me, I've already criticized myself, like, 4 or 5 times for it. So to go through that again by a stranger is weird. But I think that what this is... And to be completely transparent with you, this is a window. Mm. This is a window. The window is closed. So if you talk, it's quite like it's probably we can't hear you, but you can still see. You know what I'm saying? You can still see what's going on. You know what I mean? And so we are figuring things out, and I do think we are healthy, because even when we argue, we communicate, mm-hmm. and we just try to, we talk. Mm-hmm. If we were unhealthy, it would be a wall up and we wouldn't be able to communicate, or it would be friction to the point where you would be in despair or we would both lack hope. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we have been unhealthy, mm-hmm. In a season. Mm-hmm. And not to say we won't be unhealthy again, but I do think that it needs to be understood that we are figuring it out, and this is allowing you to almost put yourself in our situation and say, how would I deal in this moment? For those of you who are unmarried, and then who are married but haven't reached the season we're in yet, it's also a space where you can, you know, encourage and just be like, hey, you know, this is what I think about this situation. We don't want to push anybody away from that at all. I do think it's very valuable to have your input. I mean, especially some of the more seasoned people, like, be really dropping gems on me and just encouraging me and you, you know, just to kind of just, you know, y'all get it. You know what I mean? And most of it is that y'all will get it. But I feel like there's something that is going to happen from the fruit from this podcast may possibly become something bigger, to where, you know, you will want to know more about our situation in depth and how we can rephrase this in the form of a book. And this is only proof for that, you know. Mm. Like Belief in Fatherhood, I get a lot of criticism all the time, you know, about things. Sorry, guys, a mosquito in here. And so I really didn't know what I was doing, and I really was making mistakes and messing up, but I was showing you the raw uncut. Mm-hmm. And the reason why the raw uncut is important is so you can filter out what you like, what you don't like. But it's also important because, you know, I've already been there, done that. So mm-hmm. when I do drop the book that says, here's everything I learned about fatherhood, you would want to purchase that, mm-hmm. you know, and you would believe me because you know that I'm a real dad. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that we get these books from, they literally are PhDs or people we just say, oh, this is a good book. But if you know that I've lived it, mm-hmm. you know, then I think, you know, that is something that more value I have in mm-hmm. more of a stake that you're investing in. So you're investing in this with your ears and listening in your time. You can also input. That's great. You know, but we are superhuman, not superhumans, but we are like superhuman. And that's so good, we man. Are very sensitive, mm-hmm. You know, about this very intimate moment. So if we're having to talk about a vasectomy, though it's none of your business, we're allowing you to, you know, be a part of the conversation. So you may be able to think about it in whatever perspective or way you're in, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people were telling me that, you know, it's against God's will for me to have a vasectomy. You know what I mean? Other people were saying that, you know, you should have been did that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that everybody's, you know, and you got to take everybody. Like, I'm learning what a grain of salt is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get no flavor yet. Off no grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. if whatever somebody's saying to you, just go ahead and listen to it. And, okay, cool. You know, well, good for you. You know, but we got to understand that we're really trying to figure it out. And yeah, we appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hop into these dilemmas.
Okay, this one is titled, Did I Marry the Wrong Man?
Oh, man, am I going to melt?
I don't know. Hey, Yvette and Glenn. So I think this is the first time ever writing in to someone to get advice, but here we go. I've been married to a man going on 4 years, and to make a long story short, I feel trapped. There have been times in our relationship where it's been just okay, but since the beginning, I've second-guessed my decision to marry him. I feel like I was infatuated with him and never came out of that to see his true self until it was too late. Marriage. We were long distance the whole relationship. He is funny and hardworking in terms of his job, but the things I need in this relationship I've asked him for, and I feel like he doesn't hear me. Such as romance, spending quality time together, respect in the way he speaks to me, and him being a responsible adult. He depends on me for everything. Everything is in all caps. I feel like I can't let go and depend on him when I'm tired from life. We tried counseling and it was helping for a while, and now he doesn't want to go back because we were uncovering a lot of our problems, and now he doesn't feel like he needs it. I'm so tired and I feel trapped. I'm wondering more and more now if I really married the wrong man. When I was younger, I had a boyfriend that made me his world, and lately I've been missing him and thinking if I should have married him. I'm married already, so I don't want to divorce, but I don't want to be in a loveless marriage for even another year. No marriage is perfect, but this can't be my life. I know I need to work on myself as well, but any advice on how to get out of this pit would be nice. I will say, I believe he loves me, but the way he shows it is not enough for me, and I've told him that. And it seems like he is afraid of having to face what is wrong with us and actually fix it. Thanks for whatever advice you have for me. Sincerely, a trapped woman.
Oof.
I would hate that feeling. I don't even.
You ever felt trapped before?
No.
Think about it. Say the truth. Have you ever felt trapped?
No. I've always wanted to be married to you. I may have been severely frustrated and like annoyed with you, but
you look trapped.
You always say that.
You
don't say trapped. What do you say? You always say something.
You look like you dream. You look like you, when you look out the window, you think about a different life.
Yeah. I don't think about a different.
And I'll be watching you like, she's longing. You're longing for something.
I don't be thinking about a different life. I just be thinking about, like, you know, certain liberties that I didn't take advantage of before, like, you know, having children. Really, yeah. Just before having children.
Yeah.
Actually, no, before getting married, because you didn't let me travel and stuff.
I didn't let you travel. Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
Glenn's in here trying to kill a bug, y'all. So if you hear clapping, that I'm not going to edit out.
Yeah, so... let's talk about it. Jeez.
Yeah. Trapped.
Babe, I felt trapped before.
Ooh, dang. Here we go. Talk about it.
I mean, you know.
Like, I trapped you?
Yeah.
Whoa. Into this? I didn't propose marriage. You proposed marriage.
I know. But listening to your vows and listening to the things you were telling me before, and then after we got married, it wasn't the same. So I was like, okay, Lord, we gonna suffer together.
What?
Yeah, I've told you this before about the sex stuff. Like, you know, like you not wanting to talk about sex or.
So you felt trapped because you weren't getting the sex that you thought you were going to get?
I felt trapped because I was unable to communicate with you in a way that would. That'd be better for both of us.
Did you feel trapped or did you feel hopeless? Is trapped the word or is hopeless the word?
I guess trapped isn't the right word. I guess trapped isn't the right word. I guess.
I know, that's just rude. I did not trap you at all. No. I would have been fine dating you another year.
Yeah, I guess trapped isn't the right word. I'm sorry. Hopeless. It was hopeless.
Because that's a better word.
But there's like this, like, And so as I think about this email, right, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about like, okay, so what was life like before you married the dude?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that we want to go back, but I'm just curious. So she says she was infatuated and she never came out of it. But if he was starting to show a lot of the things that she wanted to, that she needs to be shown as a woman, then I feel like this wouldn't be such a trap situation. So I feel like there's possible hope here, but I think that there needs to be a conversation different from what she's having. So what I'm seeing is like all her woes, right? Mm-hmm. Like all the issues she's having with this situation. She's like, I'm telling him this. He's not doing it. You know what I mean? And I've been the guy that you tell me something and I'm just kind of like, you know, like that's, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? Or I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I would definitely, instead of getting a counselor, I would try a mentor couple, someone that he respects.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let him choose the person.
You gotta agree.
Together. Yeah,
you gotta agree on that. But I don't feel like there's no hope here. But at the same time, it's challenging to know that she is like playing this role and she's not getting anything fulfilled for herself.
And so maybe we should. I mean, like, do you feel like she's trapped?
I can't say that for her.
Because I'm not sure that she's trapped either. Like, I feel like she might be more like you and lack hope. Because if he's not willing to get the help that he needs or that the relationship needs through therapy, because it's uncovering some things that he doesn't really want to go there yet, then it's like...
That's a theory from her, though. She said that's why he doesn't want to go. That may not be the truth, you know. I mean, it may be her truth, but it may not be his truth. You know, because like you asked me, like, hey, we need to go to therapy. We are jacked up and such and such and such. I was like, yeah, I ain't really got time for that.
Yeah.
You tired?
Babe, I'm always tired. I was up at 5:30 this morning. My alarm went off at 5:30 and I actually got up. I'm proud of myself.
I was very confused. yeah. I think I don't know if she's trapped, but I do feel like she's hopeless. And I do feel like there needs to be an example for this man to follow. I feel like I've been this guy.
In our relationship?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, like not scared to spend money, not wanting to go anywhere. I mean, I've always wanted to like improve our relationship and marriage and stuff like that. But you know, not being romantic. You know what I'm saying? You see that longing? That's what that looks like right there on your face.
Mm-mm.
You're thinking about all the examples of that.
Mm.
Yeah, I just feel like she's tired and she's just kind of over it. But I do feel like this is fixable.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's no hope. Like I feel
when
like
you're in it though, it feel yeah, like that.
I know. I can imagine.
So they were long distance the whole relationship. I'm going to just put this on mute for now. Yeah, so basically he's a hardworking guy, but he's not hardworking when it comes to their relationship. It's really hard to give this woman advice because I don't know how to motivate a man to love you or to love you like you need to be loved, right?
Yeah, so she's saying that she believes that he loves her. It's just the way he shows it is not enough. And so
they're speaking two different languages, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it as far as acts of service is concerned. And she needs it in a way that is, you know, more physical touch, quality time and something else.
I wouldn't even say so much physical touch as I don't know. Yeah, basically you guys are speaking two different love languages, and you're trying to figure out how do you get him to speak more your love language. And I would just say persevere in speaking his.
Yikes. Nah.
Nah? No?
Nah, I think she needs to communicate, like, hey, like, I know that you're trying to love me and you're doing as best as you can through your actions at work, but there's nothing else that shows your love to me. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel your love in your communication. I don't feel your love in how you, and I'm not trying to beat you up here. Ultimately, I want us to get better. I just don't know how to tell you this. And I feel like when I'm, you know, and there's one thing, it's like, is he open to receive it? Can she explain it without breaking, like falling apart? You know what I'm saying? Not that she's sensitive or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, one thing that I have been able to do with you and you've been able to do well is, like, I can communicate my perspective and say, hey, I'm not feeling this, 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 and this. Help. Like, I don't know what to do about it. You know what I'm saying? And you could just sit and listen. You know, that's very difficult to do. You know, like, you,
especially when you hear it and you really just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, but you don't get, like, defensive or, like, you know, like, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that. You just listen. But I think you need a safe space. You need a safe space to explain yourself. And so that type of thing is just, you know, you being able to say, hey, like, I know you love me and I know you're trying to show it as best as you can. I just can't feel it because, dang, you know what? He's probably like a standard male where he goes to work, he works hard, and that is his contribution. And she's like, I need more way than that. Mm-hmm. I need way more than that.
And she's 4 years deep in and she's just tired. She's exhausted. She's probably been trying to tell him this for a while in so many different ways.
They've been married 4 years?
Mm-hmm. I've been married to my husband going on 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a long time to be in that situation. Yeah. But I do think there's just a conversation that needs to be had in a way that he can hear it. He can't understand you in the way you're communicating it.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I hope that we
Yeah, no, I really think you should take the time to explain.
Mute my mic.
Explain this. I feel like you need a safe place to ask. To be very honest with him. Uzi talking now. Have a safe space to be very honest with him and just communicate your point of view, your perspective, and just tell him, like, hey, like, you know, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to quit. I love you. But these are all the ways that I'm not feeling loved and I need help.
And you probably shouldn't tell him you're thinking about your old boyfriend.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Make sure you don't do that.
That's something you that would do.
Back in the day, not currently. Mm-hmm. Jeez. I've grown.
Yeah. You've grown a lot.
Thanks, babe.
All right, man.
I mean, given the fact that we have Uzi, we are not going to be able to go into another scenario. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, babe, how married are you? Before we do that, this is when the wedding party does become a valuable part of our the comment section, you know? Because when I be reading the comments on the Ask How Married Are You episodes, you guys really have some insight for these people. Like, I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that. So, and they might be listening to this episode and go into the comment section and be looking to see, like, what you guys have to say. So I definitely invite you to chime in here if you have some pointers for this young woman. If you've been there, done that. If you're currently there, what are you doing? Like, what are the things that you're trying out type thing? So, yeah.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's all I was going to say. Oh, babe, how married are you?
All right. So we went out of town. This is how married I am. We went out of town.
You gonna talk about how you packed?
How I packed?
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
How I unpacked?
He just unpacked and plugged your.
How I unpacked as soon as I got home.
Oh, what?
As soon as I got home, usually I leave my suitcase.
Not even upstairs, downstairs.
Downstairs, halfway open.
Yes.
Grabbing my toothbrush. You'll be
grabbing stuff out of there.
I need this right now. I need that right now.
And leave the suitcase downstairs.
But as soon as I got home, the next day, everything was put away. Things was empty. I was mad, but that was motivation. And I got all that stuff done. That's how married I am. Babe, how married are you?
I'm so married that today when you came home from the gym, I don't know what was going on. You were going to make dinner, but you decided you should shower first or something. And
wait a minute, I wasn't going to make dinner. My dinner was made this morning.
Well, you were talking about sweet potatoes, and you took sweet potatoes out of the fridge.
For breakfast
when
tomorrow.
When there was already sweet potatoes out. Mm-hmm. Never mind, I'm starting to. I always do that.
Yeah.
I just you jab and me. Then. Yeah.
And then I just how good I am.
I'm so married that I saw that he had put a empty cookie sheet in the oven. And I was like, let me help this guy out because he's clearly not in his right mind. So I'm just going to make him some sweet potatoes and do it myself for him. And so I did.
You know why I do that? It was wet and I didn't dry it off. So I just put it in there to dry off. Yeah, and then I was going to.
And then you disappeared for 30 minutes.
It was more like 45. But
okay. That's the best. And wait. Sorry, I keep pausing. Guys, you're still not sending us in the how married are you?
What the heck?
This morning, though, someone did DM me, and they said, don't DM me, though, guys, unless you're going to send a voice memo.
Tell us how married you are. Tell us how great of a husband you are. Tell us how great of a spouse, wife you are.
Yeah.
Tell us how you're killing it as a spouse.
But this one I really felt. I told her, I was like, oh, shoot, I can actually like taste. Okay, this is what she said. She goes, I'm so married. I let him have the last perfect pancake. The one with the butter-filled crispy goodness around the edges. Y'all know what she's talking about? Did you just imagine
it? I tasted it.
You tasted it. I don't know. Yeah, I tasted it. That's love. So good for you. I don't know if you want me to say your name, so I'm not gonna say your name. But yes, good for you, girl.
Yep.
And that's just how married we are.